Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Republican platform for 2016 has now been adopted. We're going to be talking about some of the issues that are raised in this platform. We'll also talk about the Democratic platform when that becomes available as well. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this platform of the Republican Party of 2016 is more conservative than any platform in the history of the Republican Party, even more conservative than the platform of 2012. And that was a very conservative platform at that time. Let's talk about some of these highlights of the Republican platform. And one of those is the issue of marriage. People were wondering. Paul Singer, for example, had his people at the platform committee, and he, through his people, was trying to change the Republican platform to go soft on marriage and to support marriage for people of the same sex. He was trying to push the LGBT agenda through. And of course, that was soundly defeated. And now there is a very strong plank regarding marriage.
So strong, Matt. I mean, everything that's in here, you and I have been saying and writing about for years. It says the American family is the foundation of civil society, and the cornerstone is marriage, the union of one man and one woman. We do not accept the Supreme Court's redefinition of marriage, and we urge its reversal, whether through judicial reconsideration or constitutional amendment, returning control over marriage to the states. Very powerful.
It's very powerful. I mean, that's stronger than it was in 2012. And you also have the plank of the platform regarding protecting human life, stronger than it was in 2012. This is the strongest pro-life platform on life in the history of the Republican Party. And this particular one, Matt, is just as strong as what we just read with the one regarding marriage.
Yeah, Holly, I mean, you know, you've been involved in the pro-life movement for quite some time. You must have been very excited about this.
Oh, this is amazing. I mean, to say they oppose the use of public funds to perform or promote abortion or to fund organizations like Planned Parenthood. I mean, we've been fighting these cases, Sandra Merritt, et cetera, et cetera. And here they are saying, we oppose that. I mean, hallelujah.
And here, before you even get to that, this is what actually leads up to that. The Constitution's guarantee that no one can be deprived of life, liberty, or property deliberately echoes the Declaration of Independence's proclamation that all are endowed by their Creator with the inalienable right to life.
And
accordingly, we assert the sanctity of human life and affirm that the unborn child has a fundamental right to life which cannot be infringed. We support a human life amendment to the Constitution and legislation to make clear that the 14th Amendment's protections apply to children before birth.
That's
amazing. That is powerful.
I mean,
that is a powerful platform.
This is so powerful. Title IX, you know, the Obama administration has perverted the clear legislative intent of Title IX. It just whole cloth arbitrarily said that that means that the word sex means would cover a man pretending to be a woman. The new platform, the Republican Party platform, says not so fast. That is not the legislative intent. That defies logic, reason, natural law, everything. It's a long paragraph there, but a powerful paragraph that gets back to the true legislative intent of those who framed Title IX and, for that matter, Title VII.
Yeah, it's a very, we won't read the whole section of Title IX, but it's very strong. The first time Title IX has ever been in the platform. Why? Well, because it became an issue when the Obama administration sent out this directive to all the schools that they needed to have these LGBT agendas implemented in the schools. Otherwise, they would lose federal funds. So now, as a result, you've got a Title IX section in the Republican platform. It's very strong. It talks about the original understanding of Title IX back in 1972, that it doesn't apply to anything other than male and female. That's the obvious, common, natural reading of the language. And it's been used by political hijackers to try to stretch it beyond its intent. For national defense, there's a strong plank there. Holly, read that one.
Yes, as we believe that our nation is most secure when the president and the administration prioritize readiness, recruitment, and retention rather than using the military to advance a social or political agenda.
And here's the other thing. Military readiness. This is the term military readiness is critical. Military readiness is the theme, by the way, that goes through this platform. Military readiness must not be sacrificed on the altar of politically correct social agendas, which this administration has done. And, you know, we have said before that the administration has used the military as a social reengineering institution, promoting homosexuality, now promoting the so-called LGBT agenda, and they are using that. And what this platform says is that the essence of the military is that they have to be strong, they have to be ready, they have to defend the nation, and they have to defend our freedom. That's the essence of it. And we must not use this military to promote a politically correct, or I would say a politically incorrect, social agenda as the Obama administration has done.
Oh, he has gutted this military. He has weakened this military. He's gotten rid of the strongest leaders and commanders intentionally to put his own San Francisco-style social engineer patsies in high positions of power so that they can push the radical sexual anarchist agenda within the ranks of the armed forces, so that they can push the atheist agenda within the ranks of the armed forces, now hostile to Christianity. Matt, it's a travesty that this president has done with his military.
I saw a recent speech where he said that climate control was our greatest issue in America, whereas you have all these terrorist attacks that are going on instead of strengthening our military. That just seems like a laugh right there.
Well, it's absolutely absurd that climate control is the greatest threat to our future. There's a lot more other things, like radical Islam is a great threat to our future. You know, it also talks about healthcare. Liberty Counsel was the first organization in the country to file a private lawsuit against the Obamacare. We filed it on the day that it was signed into office. We represented Liberty University and others in that lawsuit. And here there's something about healthcare, and it says, quote, any honest agenda for approving healthcare must start with the repeal of the dishonestly named Affordable Care Act of 2010, Obamacare. It weighs like the dead hand of the past upon American medicine.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's an amazing
dead hand of the past.
It's an amazing sequence of discussions here. Of course, that wasn't in the 2012 platform because there was no not like that anyway. There was Obamacare because it came into 2010 is when it was
passed. It's been worse than a failure. It was an intentional poison pill placed to set up to prepare for universal socialized medicine, and Obama has basically admitted as much. What about economic growth, Matt?
Yeah, economic growth is another one. Republican budgets will prioritize thrift over extravagance and put taxpayers first. We support the following test. Is a particular expenditure within the constitutional scope of the federal government? If not, stop it.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty common sense. Is a particular budget within the constitutional scope of the federal government? And if it's not, then stop it, cut it out, knock it off.
So no airplane rides to get a haircut or anything, right?
So, I mean, this is amazing. So that goes back also to the Planned Parenthood. I mean, obviously, we never envisioned funding an abortion-killing institution, an abortion institution like Planned Parenthood. Stop it. Stop funding it. Now, we're going to be comparing more of this language in the platform to the Democratic platform when it comes out. Obviously, we're not endorsing any particular candidate on this program, But we do want to be able to give information out to our listeners about the two different platforms. Now, you may say, well, the platforms aren't worth the paper they're written on, and certainly some candidates of both parties will ignore the platforms. Well, that's the voters' fault. If you like the platform, then make sure your candidates vote accordingly to it. Put those candidates in. If you don't like the platform, then, you know, then vote for somebody that is different than the platform. But, you know, this platform, from a Judeo-Christian values perspective, is a very strong platform on all of these various issues. People were wondering, was it going to be diluted? Obviously, this is a very strong platform of the Republican Party. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.